announcing the imminent exhilaration of oral stimulation due to the Crazy Kevin Show extravaganza, which includes friends, guests, and superstars invigoratingly and humorously entertaining the beautiful people of Toowoomba, Australia, and the world. Henceforth, listen with fervor to enjoy the titillation, frivolity, and downright indignation of Crazy Kevin and his Power FM radio wireless transmission of the Crazy Kevin Show.
It's Crazy Kevin for our business talk on Power FM, and I've got a lovely lady here with me. What's your name?
My name's Kate.
Kate, whereabouts are we today?
We're at Flannery's Toowoomba down in Russell Street.
Flannery's Toowoomba, it's brand new. How long has it been open now?
We took over from Ray Organics probably about 4 weeks ago, and we've been really busy in store, repainting, putting in loads of new stock, putting in some brand new organic items, and getting some signage ready for you guys.
What difference is it to raise organic then?
The staff and the people are no different. So that was sort of the main thing that we wanted to maintain. But if you come in store, you'll definitely notice a huge difference. We've got loads of new organic produce. We're getting fresh deliveries during the week. We're putting in a huge bulk food wall, so you can get delicious carob honeycombs and activated nuts and honey roasted macadamias and unbleached flours, gluten-free flours, mueslis. It's fantastic because you can just buy what you need. That's cutting down on the plastic, cutting down on wastage. So that's a really fantastic initiative that the team have put together. If you go into the freezer section, there is loads of dairy-free ice cream. So, yeah, I'm quite partial to the coconut ice cream.
But you get me feeling very hungry now.
Yeah. I mean, the cafe's still there. It's still going strong. We've put a really delicious organic coffee blend that is roasted in Queensland. So we try and support as local as possible. You'll still find a lot of the product that you generally come in for, but we're pretty passionate in sourcing the best and constantly bringing in new all the time.
Okay, tell us a little bit about the history of Flannery's.
Flannery's has been around for over 30 years. It started with Mr. and Mrs. Flannery back in sunny Gold Coast. The store, Miami store, is still standing. It's still going strong, and the family live just around the corner. So it's still a really community vibe, but now we have grown to about 22 stores nationwide, built up a really good team behind us of passionate foodies, and yeah, pretty much we love food, keeping it as local as possible, making sure that the farmers have plenty of support, and eating in rhythm with the seasons, like the way we are supposed to eat. You know, you shouldn't be eating loads of preservatives and sugar-loaded foods. Food that's growing in line with the sun and the seasons. So that's pretty much our ethos. Some people say, there's a lot of food trends. And yeah, there is, you know. But a lot of this has been around for years and years. And so it's nice to see there are a lot of local producers that are making brilliant products out of activated charcoal, which has been around for thousands of years. But they're just finding new ways to use it. So putting it in toothpaste, this will naturally whiten your teeth. You don't have to go and put peroxides and things like that. You can use things that are found in the earth, and they are actually detoxing and whitening your teeth. Another big initiative that we've done in the store is bring in qualified naturopaths. Any day of the week, you can come in store, and if you or your family aren't feeling well, or if there's anything sort of going on, you can come and talk to them privately. Lovely ladies, and they've got a huge wealth of knowledge. So if it's like, you know, cold and flu season, just little tips, and it might be something really small, like maybe putting some bone broth and making a soup with that, just to help build your immune system up, or what sort of probiotics you could be taking, even kid-friendly options as well. If you can't sleep at night, we've got some remedies that might be able to help. It's free service, and it's amazing the depth of knowledge that these ladies have, so why not share it? You can book in a free 15-minute session, and they'll actually be waiting for you, ready to go. And, you know, even like if you're new to gluten sensitivity, where do you start? I think that's one of the daunting aspects, you know. Does that mean I can't have pastries and bread and all of those yummy things? You absolutely can.
So, Kate, talking about a bit of superfoods, are there any superfoods trending at the moment?
There is always superfoods trending. And I think the latest one I saw was broccoli lattes. I don't know about you, but I prefer my coffee black or with a bit of almond milk. Yeah, I think this winter we're seeing a lot of people come in asking, you know, what little things can they do to help during the winter colds and flus. And the big one for us at the moment is olive leaf extract. So, it's been around for years and years. It's just an extract from the olive leaf. It has amazing antiviral properties. It can help boost the immune system. It's very anti-inflammatory. And the great thing is that you can give it to the whole family. They also have a few ranges that flavoured. So, you know, the kids might not.
I was going to say, because I don't like olives, but it doesn't taste like olives.
You can get a raspberry flavoured one. So, you know, we take care of big kids and little kids.
Well, Kate, you've whetted our appetite. Flannery's, I've got to tell everybody, it's absolutely beautiful. I'm having a gorgeous juice here as well, and I feel so healthy. How can people contact you?
Well, you can visit the website. We have a ton of information. We're continually uploading from information, blogs, education pieces that our in-store teams actually write. There's recipes like gluten-free banana breads, broth soups, cookies, banana ice cream, how to even make acai at home, flannery's.com.au. You can also find all our store locations as well. So we're across, I think we're up to 12 stores Queensland-wide and into New South Wales now too. So yeah. Flannery's Toowoomba, 98 Russell Street, right in town.
Kate, it's been a pleasure chatting to you today, and good luck for Flannery's. And don't forget, everybody, pop in and see Flannery's. It's absolutely gorgeous. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks very much, Kevin.
It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. You choose the ones you play. It's Crazy Kevin's Golden Album of the Week. Get ready, steady, spin it, KK.
Yes, it's time for the Golden Album of the Week. And this week, I've got to say thank you, Anita. She contacted me and said, Crazy Kevin, please can I have, as the Golden Album of the Week, Madonna, Like a Virgin. So, Anita, we're going to play it for you. The first track I'm going to play off the album is Material Girl, and it was the second single from the album, released in November 1984. And critics have recently noted Material Girl and Like a Virgin as the songs that made Madonna an icon. The song was a commercial success, reaching the top five in Australia, Belgium, Canada, Ireland, Japan, and the United Kingdom. The music video was a mimicry of Marilyn Monroe's performance of the song Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend from the 1953 film Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. The mimic scenes are interspersed with scenes of a Hollywood director trying to win the hearts of an actress, played by Madonna herself. Discovering that, contrary to her song, the young girl was not impressed by money and expensive gifts, he pretended to be penniless and succeeded in taking her out on a date. So let's start off with their Golden Album of the Week. The first track from Like a Virgin we have got for you, Madonna, and it's Material Girl.
Thank you. Crazy Kevin on Power FM.
It's time for our second track that Anita has asked for the Golden Album of the Week. And the Golden Album of the Week is Like a Virgin. What we're going to do, we're going to play for you now a track called Into the Groove. And it was a song recorded for the 1985 film Desperately Seeking Susan. Madonna's inspiration for the song was The Dance Floor. A music video consisting of clips from the film Desperately Seeking Susan was released to accompany the song. And the song has been performed by Madonna in most of her concert tours, where she performed it while doing the double Dutch jump rope. Into the Groove has been covered by a number of artists, including Danny Minogue. Anyway, let's play the song, and it's Into the Groove. Get those toes tapping from Madonna at Golden Album of the Week.
And you can dance for inspiration. Come on.
It's Crazy Kevin on Power FM, and I've got three lovely people with me down here today. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
I'm Jess Betts.
And I'm Alex.
And Alex, whereabouts are we today?
So today we're in the Arts Theatre, which is at USQ, where most of the concerts happen here.
There's a concert coming up. Tell me a little bit about this concert.
Yeah, so the concert we're doing as the third year music students here is all about Simon and Garfunkel.
Why Simon and Garfunkel?
Well, the theme is generally classic albums, and we ran through a few different ideas, and for our particular group of musicians that we had together, we decided that Simon and Garfunkel would suit us best for the classic theme.
Do you actually like Simon and Garfunkel?
I just play the guitar. No, I do. I do love Simon and Garfunkel.
So how long have you been a musician for now?
Properly, like 2 years, like full time.
And what do you play?
Guitar and my thing that what I'm using right now, which is my mouth.
So you do a lot of vocalists?
Yeah, that's my vocals.
Have you got anybody, any musical influences that you like? Any bands, singers?
Yeah, I like John Mayer.
Good. Anybody else?
Jack Johnson, Ben Howard.
You're a third-year student. Do you specialise in anything?
I'm specialised in playing the piano, which I also teach. For the show, I've actually got the role of being MC, so I've had to sort of juggle a different role and figure out how to have a stage presence.
Do you have to have an American accent?
No. Luckily enough, that might be even more horrific for the audience then.
So being the MC, what does that entail?
I sort of have to tell the story of Simon and Garfunkel, what the concert in Central Park was about, give them a bit of a background of the history that was going on at the time.
It was a funny thing because they weren't the best of mates, were they?
No, they sort of grew to hate each other after growing up together. They always managed to put aside their differences, I suppose, to come together and play music, even if they were arguing on stage.
Oh, they were arguing on stage as well while they were doing the songs?
Yes, there's a few famous moments where they can be seen at an awards show, and Paul's asking Art why he didn't stay in the car.
What do you major in?
So I'm one of the vocalists here in third year.
Whereabouts do you come from originally?
Born and raised in Toowoomba, involved in the music area and theatre and arts and all of that for basically my whole life.
Which school did you go to?
So I went to the Glennie School.
And any musicals that you've been in?
So I've been in a lot of musicals in Toowoomba.
What was your favourite?
I can't pick a favourite, but there's been a lot of fun roles that I've had to play in Legally Blonde and Annie and, yeah, lots of different hats that I've had to put on.
So what does the future hold for you? What would you like to do when you leave USQ?
I'd like to stay involved in performance, but I'm not sure what the future holds, and we'll just see what happens.
So you've whetted everybody's appetite now, so what song are you going to sing for us?
I would like to sing A Heart in New York, which Art Garfunkel actually wrote.
Thank you so much. So take it away, the amazing, aspiring students down here from the USQ. Thank you so much for chatting to me today on ParaFan. Thanks, guys, and good luck for the future.
Thank you. New York, looking down on Central Park, where they say you should not wander after dark. New York, like a scene from all those movies, but you're real enough to me. For there's a heart that lives in New York. A heart in New York, a rose on the street. I write my songs to that city heartbeat. Heart in New York, love in her eyes, an open door and a friend for the night. New York, you got money on your mind, and my words won't make a dime worth a difference. So here's to you and New York.
A great interview with one of our local musicians. Don't forget, if you're a musician, a singer, a band, whatever, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and let's get you on the show. I look forward to hearing from you and putting you on The Crazy Kevin Show.
Have you got a wedding, birthday, corporate event, or even a school disco coming up? Well, make your special occasion memorable. A professional DJ and compere really makes a difference, so go crazy! With Crazy Kevin, international DJ. He's available for all your entertainment needs. Just call 0459 336 832 or email crazykevindj@gmail.com or go online to crazykevin.com.au. And remember, that's always crazy with a K. Kevin plays the music you want to hear. So what are you waiting for? Call now on 0459 336 832.
It's time for our third and final track from the Golden Album of the Week, which is Madonna, Like a Virgin. Now, if you'd like to choose a Golden Album of the Week, just like Anita has done for this one, all you've got to do, drop me an email to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com and we'll get your Golden Album onto the show. Anyway, let's tell you a little bit about the third track, which is, of course, Like a Virgin. It was released on October the 31st, 1984. And musically, Like a Virgin is a dance-orientated song composed of two hooks. Madonna's voice is heard in a high register, while a continuous arrangement of synths are heard along the bass line. Now, the lyrics of the song are ambiguous and consist of hidden innuendo, interpreted in different ways. Like a Virgin received positive reviews from contemporary as well as past critics, who frequently called it as one of the defining songs for Madonna. It topped the charts in Australia, Canada, Japan and the United States. And the song's music video portrayed Madonna sailing down the canals of Venice in a gondola, as well as roaming around a palace wearing a white wedding dress. So here we go. Final track from our Golden Album of the Week. This is Madonna, Like a Virgin.
I was there. It's joke time. A group of high school classmates discuss where they should meet for dinner on the night before their 20th reunion. Finally, it is agreed that they should meet at Charlie's restaurant because the waitresses there have low-cut blouses. 10 years later, at the time of their 30th reunion, the group once again discuss where they should eat the night before the reunion. Finally, it is agreed they should meet at Charlie's because they have a two-for-one special on drinks. 10 years later, at the time of their 40th reunion, the group once again discuss where they should eat the night before the reunion. Finally, it is agreed they should meet at Charlie's because the food there is very good and the wine and beer selection is good also. 10 years later, at the time of their 50th reunion, the group once again discusses where they should eat the night before the reunion. Finally, it is agreed they should meet at Charlie's because they can eat there in peace and quiet and the restaurant is smoke-free. 10 years later, at the time of their 60th reunion, the group once again discuss where they should eat the night before the reunion. Finally, it is agreed they should meet at Charlie's because the restaurant is wheelchair accessible and they even have an elevator. 10 years later, at the time of their 70th reunion, the group once again discusses where they should eat the night before the reunion and agrees they should meet at Charlie's because they've never eaten there before. Bump up! Don't forget, if you've got any jokes, anything funny, whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinparafm@gmail.com. And don't forget, it's crazy with a K. Keeping it going with lots of fun on The Crazy Kevin Show.
You're wrong, but you're wrong, but you never have to wonder.
So it's time for our fitness tip from World Gym, and I've got Carly. How are you doing today, Carly?
Yeah, really good, thank you. How are you?
What are we going to talk about today then, Carly? Now, I've got some dodgy knees, okay? My knees have not been too good after playing sport all my life. What fitness class could I go to?
Yeah, we've got a great range of low impact classes. So, yeah, if you're wanting to keep your knees from impact, a great class would be a cycle class. We've got 45-minute classes as well as half-hour classes. It's just a great way for you to get a cardiovascular workout without any impact.
So cycling then, that's really for all ages, isn't it, Carly?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if somebody who's never really been on a cycle before, do you cater for them?
Yeah, absolutely. We provide everyone with really great options during our classes. So if you are new, we spend a bit of time with you before the class. We help you set up the bike. We show you how to set up the seat and the handlebars and how it works with the resistance. And we also encourage anyone that's never done classes before to it's okay if you don't stay for the whole class. Even if you only want to stay for like the first 20 minutes and you think that's enough for you, then that's absolutely okay. Go away, and then when you come back next week, we might add on another 5 minutes and then another 5 minutes, and before you know it, you'll be doing the whole class.
Some great advice there from Carly. Carly, thank you so much. Carly from World Gym. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Kevin.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Oh, is that the time? I've been enjoying myself so much on the Crazy Kevin Show here on Power FM. Well, it's time to go. We'll see you again soon, okay? Don't forget, if you want to contact me with any jokes, any information, any golden album of the week, or you'd like me to talk to you on a business interview or whatever, just drop me a line to crazykevinpowerfm@gmail.com. And so long, farewell. Does anyone know where I can get some good singing lessons, please? See ya!